From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors Asabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God, to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your mercy towards us. Thank you for the beginning of new things. Thank you for this early rain service. And thank you for what you have started to do in our lives and in our midst. I pray you will speak to us like nobody else can do, that you affect our lives. I pray that, Lord, you will not allow us to leave your presence the same as we came. Thank you for being gracious unto us and blessing our time together. In Jesus' name, somebody said amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and you may please be seated. Hallelujah. So we are doing some new things, isn't it? I'm sure, you know, a new year. You do things, new things in your house as well, isn't it? Sometimes you move your table here, you move your TV there, you move your chair here. There are things that we do in our houses in the new year, isn't it? And I'm always trying to encourage the church about these things, that if we in our own lives are very diligent in changing things and making things happen, then in the church also we must do the same thing. The mistake we get ourselves into in the church is that in our personal lives, some of us are a little more diligent, a little more serious about other things. But when it comes to the church, everybody stands aloof. You know what it means to stand aloof? It's like, I don't have anything to do. It's not my business. It's not something that I can do. But when it comes to the church, it's rather in the church that you actually have to apply a lot of strength. Do you get it? So those of us who have gone ahead of you, we are trying to show you how we do it. Do you get it? I'm sure if you have not been here for a little while, you realize the place has changed. Oh, has the place not changed? Whether you like it or not, the place has just changed. Because just as in our homes, you apply changes. It's the same thing in the house of the Lord. We must even apply a better and a bigger change. Are you not excited about that? Yeah. So I'm glad to be having this early service. We have another service that's a latter rain service, 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock, which I will not be preaching. But I preach during the morning and the Wednesday evening. I'm here as well, 6:30 to 8:30. And then all the other things also go on. But you're welcome to the latter rain service as well. You're very, very welcome. Feel free. It's a choice, isn't it? You have KFC now. You have Burger King. You have churches. You have Chickadee. I don't know whether they are working or they are not working. But there's Chickadee. So you, yeah. And KFC is open till 4 a.m. Drive-through on Flesinger Road. 4 a.m. drive through, and then you have churches on Mandela that's open 24 hours. So ladies and gentlemen, we are people who we are very selfish, and we don't think a lot about God's work. people are out there trying to get money. Money that they can't even find. Because if I ask you to give the church 100,000 right now, you will laugh. I mean, this morning, if I say give $5,000, I'm sure some of you will give, but some of you will laugh. As if I'm speaking Greek or Latin. Because it's not very easy to get money. So people are coming into the country. People are going to countries. And they are trying to get money. If it's 24 hours I have to open and get money, I'll do that. And we, the church, we are closed. Sunday by 12 o'clock, the church is finished. Everybody's gone home. But if there's any business that must be taken serious, this is the business. I said, this is the business that must be taken serious. And that is the spirit here in this church. Now, if you're part of this church, you have to see some serious things. Otherwise, I will not like you at all. I don't like people who don't take God's thing serious. I mean, I can tell you, if you want to find out who I am, I don't like people who don't like God's things. They don't take God's thing serious. I don't like people like that. I'll tell you, I'm plain. If you and me will get around, because you don't take the church thing serious, that's what you and me will get around. Apart from that, we really are okay. Yeah. When it comes to the church, hey, it's something else. Amen. Yes. Oh, I said amen. Yes. So I want to start preaching about how to stay connected and prosper. How to stay connected and prosper. Because we remember that our theme for the year is what? Our year of good things. Stay connected and prosper. But you see, how do you do that? That's what I want to take you through for a few Sundays as we cruise in 2018. Amen. Well, I said amen. But this is the early rain service, and just a little something on the early rain service. James chapter 5, verse 7. Bible says, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord, and behold the husbandman. The husbandman, Bible says, he waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth and has long patience for it until he receive the early and latter rains. There are two types of rains that ensures that the things we plant comes to the stage of harvest. You see, you sow and then you reap. So when you sow, by the time you reap, there are two types of rains that we get. The first one is called the early rain, and the last one is called the latter rain. Another version of the Bible in the Old Testament, they will say the former rain and the latter rain. Do you understand? So if you plant corn, or you plant tomatoes, or you plant edo and all the things we plant, there are two types of rain the edo will receive. In your life also, like, you are like edo also. Did you know that you are like edo? Did you know that? There are four phases of your life. There are four phases of your life is just four phases. Your preparation phase, that's the first phase. The early rain is the second phase. Between the early and the latter rain is the third phase. And then the latter rain. Yeah. Everybody has four phases of their lives. Your first phase is preparation. That's why if you don't allow yourself to be prepared well in life, you miss it. You miss it. Your first 20, 22 years is a phase of preparation. Going to school, being disciplined, being respectful, doing things that if you miss those things, you grow up becoming a useless person. Yeah. Everybody has four phases of their life. There's another message I can preach, but that's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about the early rain. Early rain is what brings, you see, when you plant the seeds, it needs water. And the water that it needs to start the germination process in the earth is what you call early rain. So when we say this is the early rain service, it's very early, isn't it? 7 to 9. This one, if you love God, you'll come. Not coming at 8, oh, coming at 7. Those who come at 7 are different from those who come at 8 o'clock. Those who come at 6:45 are different from those who come at 8:15. But the rain, this service, what God is doing in our lives is that the rain now comes to give you a boost. After the early rain, there is dryness. Until the latter rain brings whatever is there to harvest time. So this is the early rain service, and you are very welcome to the early rain service. Your life will never be the same again. Hallelujah. So we are looking at how to stay connected and prosper. If you are visiting us for the first time, you're very, very welcome. My name is Brother Collins. I don't mind if you call me Brother Collins. Yeah, if you are here for the first time. Yeah, Brother C. You can call me Brother C also. I don't mind. How to stay connected and prosper. Turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor how to stay connected and prosper. Well, so when we started the year, we're actually reading our book, which is not here. All of that will come. We are in a transition, you know, when you're on transit, isn't it? You're going to China, you have to transit somewhere. You can't go from Guyana to China one time. You have to transit somewhere. So we are transiting. And as we go along, we'll be doing some other things. But we're saying that this is our year of good things. It's good things only God has in store for us this year. Are you excited about that? Good things only. Yeah. But the good things will come when you stay connected. How do you stay connected is what I'm preaching about. We started by saying that your connection to God, your connection to the man of God, is what brings blessings. Whether you like it or not, God has established certain things. And God does not need you and I to adjust the way he works. We either go by his way or we go our way. So in the Garden of Eden, God gave us a choice to either obey him or disobey him. When he created man, then he gave man also what you call a will. And the will is your ability to say yes or no. I will go or I will not go. I like it or I don't like it. I agree or I don't agree. I will obey or I will disobey. God put that mechanism into us when he created us. So you and I are free to live our lives anyhow we want it. Except that the Bible says that there's a day that God is going to ask you to give account of how you lived your life. So it is better we behave like Jesus Christ and say, you know what, let your will be done. Thy will be done in my life rather than my will. We are much safer and we are going to be able to stand boldly in his presence if we allow his will to be done. But it doesn't normally happen. Because human beings, like, we like to do what we like. Not so? Yeah, we like, we think. You have our choices. We like the people we want to marry. You know, somebody's going, I like some red guy. I don't like these black boys. I like some red guy. You know, so I don't like short women. I like tall women. I don't like plump women. I like slim, you know, a little bit of bones and things like that. Everybody has their things. But you see, at the end of it all, there's also something that God also wants for you. So the choice now is either you go with that or you go with what you want, which is okay because he gave us the right to choose things for ourselves. Except that whatever you choose, you have to also bear the consequences of it. So in the same way, God has established the fact that you and I will be blessed by the people we are connected to. Even if you don't come to church, you should understand that your friend actually has a great influence on you. True or false? Your friend has a great influence on you. Your boyfriend has a great influence on you. Your girlfriend has a great influence on you. Your husband, your wife, they all have great influences on you. The person you marry can either make you or break you. The Bible says, be careful of bad companies because bad company corrupts good morals. So it is not a mysterious or it's not a difficult thing to understand that your connection, 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 20, your connection to God and to his man, the man of God, has a certain power to surge you or make you move forward. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 20, the Bible says that, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so you shall be established. In this life, everybody is looking for establishment. When people migrate to America, and this way, it's establishment they are looking for. When they go, they want documents, they want papers, they want to have a job, they want to buy a car, they want to buy a house, and all kinds of things. They want to have money. That is a sign of establishment. The Bible says it is the establishment comes in believing your God. And he says, I believe in his servants, his prospects, his prophets, the people that God speaks to. He said, believe in them also, so that you shall prosper. So your prosperity depends on your link to the man of God in the area of even believing in him. So that's what I'm saying. That I'm preaching about how to stay connected. Because if you don't believe, you see, if you don't have a pastor, you're one of the most miserable people on earth. If you don't have a church, you don't have a church you go to, I'm sorry for you. No, it should be clear, because just as you have a job, just as you have a place you stay, just as you have food you eat, just as you have clothes you wear, just as you have a hospital you go to, just as you have a shop you go to and do your hair, just as you have a barber, just as you have everything, so must you also have something that takes care of your spiritual life. You are not just a human being. You are a spirit also. So you need another, apart from everything else you do, you need another place where your spirit is also being taken care of. The Bible says that you should obey and we should submit to those who have the rule over us and submit unto them, because there are people who kind of watch over our souls. So yes, you go to school. Yes, you work. Yes, you live here. Yes, you do that. But what about your spirit? What about your soul? Who is in charge of your soul? And that is what many people don't think about. And what is in the spirit is the first and the most important thing. It is the spiritual things that affect your life. In fact, the Bible says that if you fail in the day of adversity, it means that your spirit is weak. Your strength is small. So your main life, your most important aspect of you is your spirit. And that's why you need somebody who will help you maintain your spirit. Somebody who will help you, you know, feed your spirit. That's why the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone. Because it's not just bread you eat. There's something in you. There's a human being in you. There's a spirit in you that you must feed, that you must take care of, that you must watch over. And the Bible says that God has given us pastors, apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, for the perfecting of you, the saints. So if you don't have a pastor, I pity you. If you don't have a church, I'm sorry for you. But you can also have a church and have a pastor, but you are not connected. And therefore, you see, the connection is what brings the flow. What I'm trying to tell you is that your connection to the man of God, you see, there's a connection to God that all of us must be connected to God. But there's also another connection to the man of God that, you see, he says, do not only believe in God, though. He said, believe also in his prophets. So if you're a Christian, you say, oh, me, I believe in God. I don't believe in any pastor, but I only believe in God. It means there's coconut, there's water in your head, or you don't read your Bible. Because it's the same Bible that is saying that, yes, believe in God, the Lord your God, but also, not your grandmother or your mother-in-law, believe also in the man of God. And the believing in the man of God is what actually will make you prosper. Receive prosperity as you believe in Jesus' name. Yeah. So, How do I get connected? Because I can't have a pastor. It's very interesting when, you see, it's in our normal lives, we get surprised about certain things. And I will always try and relate things to you from how you know it in your normal environment. And then bring it to church. If you have somebody you love and you are connected to the person, you have things of the person. You have pictures. You have their number. You call them, you text them. If you are connected to your pastor, you have his picture and you also be calling him. True or false?
True. Yeah.
But sometimes when some people see your pastor's picture on your phone, they say, hey, who is that? Your pastor? These pastors, it's foolishness. Because if it was your boyfriend, you still have pictures of the person anyway. And therefore, you should tell people that, you know what? Yes, it's my pastor. Just as I have a boyfriend, I have a husband, I have a wife, I also have a pastor. It's something I need in my life. And I'm connected to him. That is why his picture is my DP on WhatsApp. I said, this year is very different for you. Because you are connected and you are prospering. There is one thing I want to teach you this morning before we close that will show that you are connected. In Joshua chapter 1 and verse 1. So your connection is very important. Hey, if you are not connected, everything else in your life doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Your marriage doesn't make sense. Your job doesn't make sense. Your school doesn't make sense. Your education doesn't make sense if you are not connected. So when you see people focusing more on these things without a connection to God and to the man of God, you're wasting your time. You're just wasting your time. One of my church members sent me a message. I've not been able to check it yet, but she was explaining a dream. Now, when you get a dream, who do you go to? Your boss man? You go to your HM? You speak to your uncle? All they will say is that, oh, in Guyana, when you sleep and you dream that somebody is dead, it means you are going to die. It's all these things they will tell you. But when kings in the Bible had dreams, they called the pastors. Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. Who did he call? He called Daniel. Pharaoh had a dream. He called Joseph. Because he knew that people said that there is somebody here who has the spirit of the gods in him. Yeah. He didn't go to no HM or no vice chancellor nowhere to explain dreams. So you know where dreams come from. You're about to die. You don't even know that you're about to die. So your connection is key. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of God, a servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, Moses' servant, Moses' houseboy, Moses' house girl. The first thing I want to teach you this morning, how you can stay connected, is you can stay connected by doing service, by being a servant. You're quiet. Service helps you connect. If you are going to be connected to the church, you are going to be connected to God, if you are going to be connected to the man of God, you have to be a servant. You have to be a servant, not a big man or a big woman. You drive a car that you've not even finished paying. You behave like you are God. Wait until you crash the car. Then you lose, and you have to pay the bank on top of that too. Yeah. The Lord spoke to who? Who did? When Moses died, when Moses, the man that God showed the burning bush and called him to lead the people of Israel into from Egypt to Canaan, when that man died, who did God speak to? Please, who did God speak to? Moses' wife?
No.
Moses' brother?
No.
Moses' son?
No.
Moses' boss man?
No.
Who did God speak to? God spoke to Moses, the guy who didn't seem to be important in the world, in that world that Moses was living in. Aaron was there. Miriam was there. All these people were there. The 70 elders. In Numbers 11, 16, and 17, God told Moses to select 70 elders, 70 assistant ministers, 70 reverend ministers, 70 pastors. How come when Moses died, God is not fair? Let me tell you, God, this God, he's not a good God. He's not a good God. Why will God, when Moses is dead, then he goes down to Moses' houseboy? Is this right? When Bas man dies, it's not nephew, it's not son, it's not daughter who succeeds. Why? That's how we do it in the world. In my culture, where I was born, in Ghana, West Africa, where I was born, I'm from the Ashanti tribe. That tribe, when a father dies, his inheritance, whatever he lived for, whatever he worked for, goes to his nephew. Not his wife, not his children, but to his nephew. Yeah. That's the tradition. You like it or you don't like it? Why? That is how our great grandfathers, that's how they set it. So it became a tradition. So everybody, it's now that it has changed to some extent. Some people still practice it. That when I die, it's my sister's children that my things go to. Not my children, not my wife. Who is my wife? She just came into the house to marry, to serve. When I'm dead, she goes back to her family and my things belong to my own people. That's the mindset. Isn't it fantastic? I'm trying to tell you that just has some cultures and some places have a way things, good things pass on. In the same way, in the kingdom of God, your connection and your receiving of things comes by how God has established things. So my things will go to my sister's children or my brother's children because more of your sister's children. Because our forefathers believe that you can't trust a woman. Sarita. Our forefathers believe that. You know, that's why they come up with fear woman and live long. It's a woman. Because of Eve. Because of Eve. It's like a woman is a very dangerous commodity. So my great, 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 great grandfather said, you know what? Never trust a woman. Why? They say that if you are married to a woman, you don't know who is sleeping with her. They say it's only a woman who knows who she's pregnant for. Not so, ladies? You are laughing. Everybody smile properly. I will not preach to the ladies. We can be with you. We can be, you know, juke you and all of that. But when you get pregnant, then you realize that it's not your child. Many men have been surprised by paternity tests. Now, the guy that you thought was your child, yeah, you look at the face and your face, they're not the same. So the great-great-grandfather said, you know what? To avoid me passing on my houses and my cars to somebody else's child, to somebody else who slept with my wife and made a child with her, that I am thinking is my child, I would rather give it to my sister's child. Whether she was a fornicator or a dangle, it's my sister's child. I know that one is my blood. But this woman here that I'm staying with, who sometimes turns her face like that, I don't know whether I'm the only one who is doing the thing. So, to be safe, this thing that I have worked for in my life, I don't give it to my children because you may never know limited. It's a company. That is the belief of my ancestors. So if you are going to inherit something from somebody, you have to be the person's nephew, not the person's son. In the same way, if you are going to be connected to the man of God, for whatever God has on the man of God to pass on to you, whether it's anointing, whether it's prosperity, whether it's healing, whether it's, you know, it will be not because you are the man of God's classmate or brother or neighbor or family member, but that you are the man of God's servant. I'm sorry, take it or leave it. In the Bible, servants get more blessed than children. Yeah, because sometimes children don't listen. Children don't follow. You and your mother, you and your father, you get wrong most of the time. Sean, isn't it? Because the things that your mother say, you don't mind your mother? You don't mind your father because you think your mother is old and she likes to act. And she time passed long. When she says, girl, dress and cover yourself. So it was in the 1970s that you used to cover yourself. Here, the bobby must come out. You must, the sun is off. I must make promotion with my breast. Why are you surprised when somebody touches it on the road? Why will you be surprised? Because you ask for mangoes and things, you touch it and see whether you can buy it. If you want to see if it's juicy or not. When we talk about it, you say we are old people. Your skirt is short. And when you sit down, now you are doing that. Who told you to be pulling the thing down? It's fantastic. Now you see girls on the road, you can see their tights. Because what they are wearing is shorter than the tights. And when we say it, you say, oh, these people, they want to control our lives. They are old. It's new. New? Really? Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing new. Just in case you don't know. The Bible says it is the servants, those who minister. Because there's something about service. And I've said it in this church many times. And if you are part of this church, you understand that if you are a wife, your main job that God has blessed you with is to serve. I can tell you, there are big men here. They work with their wives, but if their wives really knew what they think about them, they'll be very surprised. My father will eat and be quiet, be watching TV. 78. When my mother passed, I'll do that. Yeah, do that. Well, my father, he controls the TV remote. When he finishes watching the TV, it's like when he's feeling sleepy, everybody should go and sleep. The TV is off. The remote is being put up somewhere. Go to your bed. I go to my bed. Go to your bed. And my mother was also. Then my father would say, I regret not marrying a second wife. I said, if you only knew what your husband thinks about you. You see, we just flow, right? We go, we eat, we sit down, we go to work, we come back. But if you were to really find out what is in our heart about you. You see, it's because the children, we don't want the children to have another mother. It's difficult. After all these 30-something years, if I fire you and put somebody in the house, the children will say, me like she, who is she? So we just bear our chief, right? And we just live there. But if you were to find out, especially the women who don't serve, women who think that service is of the past, that service has no part to play in a relationship, you are wrong. Service is what actually releases things to you. Hey, you should go and ask Delilah. Even though Delilah was a bad woman, she was doing something good service. He put Samson's head on her lap like that. There's a movie coming out. I saw the trailer, Samson. Yeah, it's on YouTube. Trailer, Samson. I want to watch it, but see Samson, his long hair. Nice guy. And see how he himself and Delilah is. I said, this movie will be very nice, pa. Until she killed him. Do you think, ladies and gentlemen, that if Delilah was a very disrespectful, really bad woman, like now we realize she's bad, do you think Samson would have told her that? Three times. The man told this woman, the woman said, please, where is your... He said, oh, when you put a rope around me. Then she did it. And said, Samson, the people are coming. And the lady said, oh, Samson, you lied to me, Samson. And Samson said, oh, Delilah. Oh, don't cry, but I'm just joking. She was a very nice, sweet woman. Beautiful and nice and servicing and kind and taking off the husband's shoes and taking off Samson's shoes and doing manicure and pedicure and cutting nails and busting boil and pulling gray hair and all them things. You don't get time. Yeah, he will not even ask you because he knows. He knows who you are. It's true. I said it is true. No man likes a woman who doesn't treat him well. Where are the men in the church here? Is it true or false? It is. So you deceive us, and then when we marry you, then you show yourself. This is me now. Take it or leave it. Delilah has showed up. Jezebel has manifested. Bishop Dagiotmos went to a country in Africa. And she said, the women serve. They go down and serve. They do that. You want water? They come and they give you water like that. He said, man, please, can you go back with me to my country? I like this thing. How many of you women go down and serve your husband? You want the guy to marry you, but you don't respect him. And you want him to marry you. The guy is wiser than you. That's why he will hit your pata cake and never put a ring on your hand. Will hit it like that. Hit it. Never put a ring on your finger. I tell you. Hit it. Anytime he needs it, he will hit it. Man. It feels nice. He will never put a ring on your finger because you disrespectful bad. Yeah, that's okay. It's in the church that when people come and say, marry, you know, God doesn't like fornication. So the God and things makes people marry you. But if they are out there, you hit it. Hey. And when you say, oh, are you not getting married? So, No, nobody can force me to marry nothing. He said, No. You ask the lady, when are you getting married? So, I don't know. You have to ask him. Hit and run. Ring? Yeah. What do you call ring? Because you are not a minister. You're not a servant. You don't render service. Even that same cake, you don't give the cake. That same cake, whether it's sponge or whether it's chocolate or what, you don't give it also. I remember one day a man married in a church and I said, hey, you have taken long to marry. He said, yeah. I have to make sure that she can make children for me before I marry she. I said, what? He said, no, I have to make sure that she can make children. And now I'm happy that she can make children. I'm satisfied. So now, hey, believe the man is with you and he's waiting for the. If you want to see whether the children, they won't get mad. They want to make sure they grow old and 20 and 30 and see if they're real children. God speak unto Moses' servant. Why? Because this servant was more connected to Moses than anybody else. He said to him, verse 2, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore, who is entering into that place where Moses used to be? Who is sitting on the throne Moses used to sit on? Who is now going to enjoy the things Moses used to enjoy? He says, now therefore, you arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all these people. Something Joshua never thought of in his life ever, that he will be the next Moses. He never thought about it. But just as he entered the church, started fetching water, started cleaning the church, started doing this. When he said, oh, go here, he'll go. Come, he'll come. There was nothing that you tell Moses, Joshua to do that he had a problem with it. When the day that God wanted somebody, God said, who knows Moses more than Joshua? Who has been around Moses and has observed and has learned things more than Joshua? Why should I, God, go and get a second person who is out of Moses' circle? I have worked with Moses. I've been happy with Moses. I'm happy with Moses. He has done great things for me. The person that I'm choosing must be somebody who has been working in the company also for a number of years. If the CEO is retiring, there's definitely somebody who's going to come and be acting who has been in the company too. Normally, when new CEOs come into the company, it's not very easy. See, our country, everybody's acting. Acting chancellor, acting something. All kinds of things. Chief justice, everything is acting. The city side, they never even make them into anything. Yeah. This Chinese guy who retires, the Supreme Court, the Chief Justice, Ian Chang. He was acting until he passed, he went off. Now this is a Yonette something Edwards has come. It's now that they are proposing to put her inside properly. Yeah, proposals. Now the opposition and the president, they are, you know, negotiating and talking about this whole thing. Bringing somebody from Grenada to become chief justice. All kinds of things. You know, chairman of the chancellor. All kinds of things they are doing. It's not easy that somebody is not there and that you are the one that has been chosen. One day, a pastor lost his wife. And when the wife was on her dying bed, the wife told the pastor who he should marry when she is no more. When the pastor married the lady, everybody in the church left. The church finished. That's when the pastor saw a book called Loyalty and Disloyalty. He said, I want the man in my church. I want the man to come and preach in my church. So Bishop went to the church. I was living in Europe, so I went with Bishop to the church. The church was about 300 people. The man said this church was about 2,000 people. When I married, the girl used to be the one doing the video. The girl who will record. When the service is on, she'll be the one recording the service. That was the lady that the wife, when she was dying, told the husband, the pastor, said, when I die, that lady, that's the one I want you to marry. And I said, good husband. She followed his wife's instructions. Everybody left the church. Because people don't expect servants to earn and become anything. But the secret to... You see, service is nice. Oh. And in Guyana, we don't know service. And you go to the shop, the people talk to you anyhow. Yeah, including all of us here. If I come and meet you in a shop, it's because I'm your bishop. That's why you say, oh, bishop. But if I wasn't your bishop, I'd say, yeah, come on, yeah, go. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, you go. You know, we got like that. And when I give you the money in your hand, then when you give it back to me, you put it on the counter. I watch that all the time when you go to the supermarket. You take the money and give it nicely to the person. When they change, then they just put it on the counter. When you put money on a counter, it's disrespectful. they won't smile. You get to the gas station, there's a Shell in McDome. Nicole, the Shell in McDome. Anytime I pass there, I drive away. I've decided not to stop at the Shell anymore. So then I said, my money? You want my money? Are you walking like that? I move my car. And you see that I move and they look at me. I've passed it several times that I've moved on. I'd rather go to Two Brothers and buy whatever illegal petrol they have, whether it's kero or gas, whatever. I'd rather buy it. Because when I get the girls with long nails and I wig and ting, they'll say, hi, good morning, baby. I said, what? He called me baby? Oh, okay. Hey, Jigu, don't you want to be called baby? A big man, you're called baby, you feel nice. In Ghana, we use baby a lot. Yeah, how much gas, baby? I look at the hair, I say, hey. Do I have a comforter in my mouth? Call me baby. I say, whether I'm buying kero or whatever, I'll buy it there. Because them girls make you know, big girls, wig, eye wig, face red, skin black. But at least they'll call you good morning, baby. How much gas? At least they will say that. So I don't care black or red. I don't care. I care about the voice. I had an experience where one lady was very surprised that the guy that she was going to marry was dating another girl who was not as beautiful as she was. It's a mystery. You see, it is not the right thing to do, but if your husband or your man has another woman, you should ask yourself what kind of person you are. It's not right. If you are with somebody, you should be with one person. That's the right thing. But ask why he needs an extra. Ask yourself. Because of you. There's something you're not doing. And he's afraid to say, because when he says, you say, bye, bye. You call him boy. Instead of calling baby, you say bye. At least baby. Hey, bye. Hey, bye. Rest yourself. Yeah? Okay. Bye. Yeah. Bye. Yeah. Bye. Yeah. So, he's the man. Quiet, and he moves secretly. Brother Samuel, isn't it?
So true.
Ah! Oh, all the men will tell you. If the men who won't tell you, they are lying. All the men will tell you that if you don't do what the man wants, that is when you have to look at his phone and say, who is that? Who is that? Who calling you? You become like a mad woman now. But if the person really loves you, do you have to be like a mad woman? No. And then you look at him and say, why? You're coming late. You say you're coming 6 o'clock. Look at the time. Of course. He passed by the other place before coming because when he comes home, he just wants peace. So he went where he could get peace. And when he comes there, you eating? He said, no, I'm good. All right. Yeah. I'm not saying it's the right thing. But there's something that you are not getting because the connection is not by service. Second Kings chapter 3 verse 11. Your connection comes by being a servant to Anita. Service. The Bible says, Second Kings chapter 3 verse 11. Hey. Bible says, but Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord that we may inquire of the Lord by him? And one of the king of Israel's servants answered and said, here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat. They are looking for a solution. The king Jehoshaphat is looking for a solution. And they are looking for a man of God. Lo and behold, they found Elisha, the son of Shaphat. Who was he? He was the guy who used to pour water on the hands of Elijah. Ah, so you want to tell me that there were no taps in those days? Elijah couldn't go and wash his own hands? What kind of pastor is this that you want to just make people like slaves or something? Slave? Hey. Jesus told the disciples, I no longer call you servants. Because they were actually servants. The 12 disciples that we know so much, Peter, James, and John, they were servants. That is why they are known in the capacity that they are known of in the Bible. It is servants that are connected to the man of God, and therefore they are connected to God Almighty. And it is that connection that makes servants prosper and do well. Oh! So this year, if you want to be prosperous, you must endeavor to serve. Yeah. You must serve. You serve the Lord and He will bless you. You serve. It is those who serve that receives blessings. Not those who sit down. Who should serve you? Who should serve? It is your service that opens people. Bible says a man's gift makes room. It is what you do and you give to somebody. That's what makes the person's heart open. I've heard stories of servants, people who were house girls and house boys, who actually were treated and even more than sons and daughters because of the way they took care of the person they were serving. Ladies and gentlemen, your prosperity is connected to your service to the man of God and to the church. Amen. Stand to your feet, please. My time is up. Hallelujah. We'll continue next week. Oh, you are not clapping well. Hey. My God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your message. Thank you for service. Help us to find something to do. We want to be connected. We want to prosper as we live in this earth. Lord, it's not easy. We work, we go around, we do all that we're supposed to do. But Lord, it's not that easy and simple. Today, you've spoken to us about service that will bring prosperity. May we not be proud and pompous and not bring ourselves down humble and serve. Joshua became the next leader because he served. Elisha became the next man of God in town just because he used to pour water on Elijah's hands. The disciples, likewise, became so mighty in their days and in their times because they were also servants of Jesus Christ. Lord, I remember when Jesus fed the 5,000, there were baskets, there were food was left over. Jesus spoke to the disciples and said, go around and pick up these crumbs. Indeed, they were servants. When Jesus was no more, it was the disciples that took the church and took the preaching and the miracles and the demonstration of power in those days. Help us to be humble as servants so the connection to the man of God and to you will be solid. That we will receive the blessings you have in store for us in 2018. I give you praise and I give you glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Before I close, finally, you're here. You're not saved. You're not born again. Bishop, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. Check your life. Check your heart. Are you going to go to heaven when you die? Will you survive it? Is it hell or heaven? Where are you going to be? If you don't know where you would go, if you are not sure whether you go to heaven or hell, this morning God is calling you. God is asking you to open your heart. He will come in and He will live with you. Bishop, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. If you are here like that, just your right hand up high so I can pray with you. Your right hand. Bishop, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. I want to be born again. I need Jesus. I want Jesus. I don't want to go to hell when I die. If you are here like that, just your right hand. Just your right hand. If you're here like that, just your right hand. Just your right hand. I want to be saved. I want to go to heaven. I don't know whether I'll go to heaven or not. I want to be sure before I leave this morning service, I want to be saved. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. Bishop, please pray with me. I want to be born again. I want to be born again. I want the cross. I want the blood of Jesus to wash my sins away. This is a place where souls are turned. People are changed. Allow yourself for God to change you. Bishop, my right hand is up. Pray with me. God bless you. If you lifted up your right hand, I want to ask you to please come to me. Come. Come. Come to the front. I want to pray with you. Come. Clap for them as they come. Come. Come to the front. Come. Clap for them as they come. Come on. Come. Clap for them. God bless you. Right here. Right here. God bless you. Right here. Face me. Face me. God bless you. God bless you, sir. Wow. Amen. Look at me. Right here. Straight like that. What's your name, sir? William. Roland. Jamal. How old are you, Roland? You're 21 and you are 15. Wow, nice age, 15. God is calling you. Do you believe God wants to use you? Do you want to be used by God? Yeah, God wants you to serve him so he will bless you. What do you think? William. Say, William. Amen. Close your eyes with me. Church, close your eyes also. Let's pray this prayer together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe Jesus died for me and I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. I open my heart and I invite Jesus to come into my heart to be my Lord and my Savior. I believe that by this prayer, I am born again. My name is written in the book of life, and I'm a child of God. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760. Or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.